Hello and welcome to another edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoes.com with me as your host, Chris. Thank goodness it's not a f***ing sequel to The Last Night in the Cloud, aka Diagnostic 80. Joining me today to discuss the confirmation that the next main Transformers movie will not be a sequel to The Last Night and is indeed a reboot is Justin. Reboot me in the bell. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. We reported only a few days ago that movie producer Lorenzo Di Bonaventura had been interviewed in Japan regarding the Transformers films currently in development at Paramount Pictures and had been quoted as saying that the next main Transformers movie was going to be a direct sequel to The Last Night. We briefly speculated that it could have been a lost in translation situation, and it turns out we were right, or a little bit right. In an interview with GameStop, he made it clear by stating, "The main Transformers movie we are working on is a reboot, and I will say that the Bumblebee sequel will be more directly linked to the timeline that we set up. This is great news and a real phew moment, as we were led to believe in the previous interview that would not be the case." Di Bonaventura also mentioned that he doesn't know which movie will come out next, Bumblebee 2 or the Transformers reboot, saying that, "I think Paramount should just pick the best script and release that first. I don't think there is a plan in terms of what movie comes out first, and I always think you should just go with the best script first, instead of planning a franchise based on release dates. Stop saying first, Lorenzo." He also also stopped saying Bumblebee and Prime in that previous interview. He also discussed the Bumblebee sequel, stating that, "It is going to bring Bumblebee into a bigger adventure. What was fun about the first one was that we didn't have to be beholden to the other Transformers movies." All very positive stuff. Justin, relieved?
Oh yeah, definitely. And I think we kind of suspected that this was the case, but obviously, you know, the translation seemed very specific about it, so we were a little nervous. But no, did. I think we're both pretty relieved over the fact that, yes, this is not going to be a sequel to The Last Night. This is actually going to be something new.
Which is good, because I think it needed a fresh kind of start anyway. And even the Bumblebee was almost that kind of soft reboot type thing. It was almost like testing the waters a bit.
You know, one thing I'm a little confused about, though, is kind of, and once again, we get back to, you know, how does this all, you know, mesh together? But talking about the next main movie is going to be a reboot. So what is Bumblebee exactly? Is that prequel to this new reboot, or is this something totally different now, like a third movie continuity, or what? I didn't really follow that from his interview.
Well, he did say that the Bumblebee sequel will be more directly linked to the timeline that they set up. So what he's saying is that Bumblebee is a reboot, and that the movies they do from this point on will link with the Bumblebee universe. Okay. Yeah. So I don't think it's going to be a case of having two different continuity movie franchises running parallel.
That's what I was confused about, especially when he was talking about, you know, would the Prime Bumblebee buddy movie be released first, or the main movie sequel be released first? I mean, it would seem kind of odd, like if they did a Prime Bumblebee combined movie that then Prime would also star in this other Transformers movie. So I'm guessing like this Bumblebee sequel is probably either also takes place in the 80s or maybe shortly thereafter, or who knows. I would imagine it's probably around that same timeline, because I would figure they'd probably want to keep the same actress from the first Bumblebee movie, so they'd probably have it take place shortly after the first Bumblebee film. But
what I would say kind of linked to that is, I mean, do you agree with his stance regarding releasing the best script first, or does that show kind of an element of a bit of poor planning in the long term, not looking at the bigger picture?
Yeah, I mean, on one hand, what he's saying makes sense, because obviously you want to put your best foot forward. Mm. You release, you know, something that isn't good first, then, you know, you don't get good box office returns, and all of a sudden they don't want to make the next movie. So yeah, it only makes sense to, you know, release a movie with a better script first. But, you know, how about we just make sure both scripts are good? I mean, could we just do that? that would seem like the obvious solution, is just make sure both scripts are good.
I wonder if he would say put the best of the two. Do you know what I mean? As opposed to, you know, this one is good and this one is but I know what you mean.
No, I think you
need to definitely get, you need to, I mean, the writing element is so massive in this. It's huge. For me, it's one of those things I think a lot of people really don't gauge like enough of the importance of what it means to the entire film, because without that decent plot, writing, script, without that, you've got nothing. And it's, I mean, even if you do have something just knocks up. It just doesn't, you know, just throwing money at it doesn't work. Vis-a-vis The Last Night.
Yeah, but I mean, I kind of hearkening back to that last question too, though. I mean, if both scripts are decent and they are close in quality, I really think you got to go in with a plan. You got to have a release order. I mean, just if you look at the Marvel Cinematic Universe, I mean, Winter Soldier was a much better film than anything else around it, but they didn't release it out of order just because the script was better, because it would have made no sense. So, I mean, you got to, if you really are trying to make a progressive story in the new cinematic universe, you have to have an idea of what order these films are going to be released in. I mean, yeah, if Bumblebee and Prime are pseudo prequels, then I guess it probably doesn't matter a whole lot, but I would rather see the sequel to Bumblebee first and have that lead into kind of the actual main story reboot and carry them forward into a more kind of cohesive story with the rest of the Transformers, rather than get a, you know, present day main Transformers movie. And then, oh, by the way, now we're going back to the '80s again for a Bumblebee sequel. And then now we're going back to the present for, you know, Transformers main movie. Continuity too, and just kind of hopping back and forth, which doesn't really feel like a very cohesive way to go about it. So I would prefer they just, you know, focus on Bumblebee 2 if that's what they're going to do, make a really great script there, release that movie first, and have that lead into this main Transformers continuity going forward.
I mean, I don't know what they've done, what they've had in the past, really, but I get the feeling that they're just doing it one at a time now. So they're just kind of, rather, and obviously the excitement is obviously building to the point where they're developing multiple movies at once, or they have all these ideas, and even Beast Wars was thrown out a couple of months ago. But I get the feeling it's one of those things where it's like, okay, we'll throw Bumblebee out, see how that does. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's got a good critical response. It's done okay overseas. This is a good, you know, thing to kind of build from again. Let's, rather than, you know, say, right, here's the next plan for the next 10 years and we're doing this. Right. I think what they're doing is they're moving on now to the second one. And it's like, right, whatever we get done first, whatever we get done best, that's what's going to come out. Yeah. And then we'll go from there. I think rather than building this like gigantic universe, I think they're just going one at a time, and I'm not. I think that might actually make sense in this particular situation for now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it certainly feels more like a formulaic Hollywood sequel sort of format, rather than trying to link all these different universes together, all these different films together. It's just very much, you know, Bumblebee 1, Bumblebee 2, Transformers 1, Transformers 2. Yeah. And, you know, if they kind of link together, then great. But otherwise, it's just traditional sequel sort of stuff. It almost sounds like they're not focusing quite so much on the whole cinematic universe. Because if you think about it, and, you know, the time it's going to take for them to produce two more Transformers movies, you know, that's, you're probably looking, you know, 4 or 5 years down the line. Yeah, and they haven't mentioned word one about the cinematic universe, which was initially, what, supposed to be 2021 or something like that, that was supposed to launch. Mm. So, I mean, it seems the writing seems to be kind of on the wall there, that if they are going to go in that direction, they're not quite as gung-ho about it, or they're not, or they're doing it in kind of an understated, little bit of a different way. I don't know.
Yeah. In addition to his confirmation of a reboot, Bonaventura revealed another aspect of the films that he would like to explore in an interview with Collider, saying, "One of the things I want to see, and I don't know if we'll do this particular thing, but I think we will eventually do a love story between Transformers. What does a love story mean? Definitely not sex," in his mind.
Thank you for clarifying that.
"Maybe not even kissing. But the idea that they would have that emotional crush has never really been brought in. That's kind of the direction we're going to try to head into, which is to give them human desires that up until now we haven't seen much of. I think that will change the relationship with the Transformers. So we may do some wild action, we'll do action for sure in the main line, but it's a different kind of attempt. I know we will hold on to a lot of the lessons from Bumblebee." This does make some sense to a degree, but is that something you want to see in Transformers movie, personally, Justin?
I want them to focus on making a good Transformers action movie before they start worrying about, let's make a Transformers love story. I mean, you know, they don't have a fantastic track record to this point. They've done probably, you know, I'll give them two really, you know, pretty decent Transformers, straight up Transformers action movies. If you look at Bumblebee and you look at the original Transformers film back in 2007, I think those were both pretty passable. The rest of them were more or less junk. So, you know, I'd rather they figure that out before they start worrying about going down this rabbit hole of love stories and you know, buddy cop movies like Bumblebee Prime and stuff like that. I mean, it's, I appreciate what he's saying. You know, I don't know if I necessarily agree with it, because I think some would argue that, you know, Springer and Arcee had a little thing going on back in the Transformers, the movie, which was, what, 1986? I mean, so it's not like it's never been done before.
It's been pretty prevalent in the comics as well. You've had loads of kind of relationships in The Lost Light and the comics kind of leading up to the end of the IDW universe. But I agree. I think he's coming from the viewpoint of the Transformers movie franchise as it currently is, not
correct,
probably not including what's going on in and around or in the past. And I'd have to agree and say that yes, it hasn't been done in the Bay movies, but it's because that's been dealt with by the human aspect and poorly, obviously.
Yeah, and I mean, I would hazard a guess that most of the, you know, movie going public, if they're going to see a movie with, you know, three story tall gun-toting robots, they're probably not going to that to see a love story. So I mean, I don't know what angle he's kind of working there. I'm not in any rush to, and like I said, I appreciate his idea and I know what he's saying, but I'm not going to a Transformers movie in an IMAX theater to see them, you know, holding hands and being lovey-dovey.
I'm going to definitely see them have sex though.
Oh yeah, well yeah, absolutely, in IMAX, you know, 3D.
The Headmasters, what,
RC's tailpipe in 3D right there.
The Headmasters. Okay. Right. Okay. Yes. So, well, okay. Justin, thanks for jumping on and at least getting the confirmation that it's going to be a reboot.
Got you discombobulated with RC's tailpipe.
I know. Now all I can think about is like Springer and RC doing hideous things to each other. Like changing each other's oil. Yeah, there is. I'm pretty sure there is. I'll put it in the description. Anyway, enough of my personal fan fiction. Justin, thank you for jumping on, mate. Really appreciate it.
No problem.
Well, there's a little bit of a problem. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome co-host, Justin Bell. See you next time, and as always, full Transformers Sex Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForce podcast, or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.